Welcome to Daf Yomi, Yerushalmi Shiras Leilui Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zev ben Ratzvi Halevi, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. We're holding in Beitza Daf Yud Beis in the Art Scholars of Hadar edition, Perek Rishon, Story Aloch Hazayin, in the top of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. B'chabar Omerim, we tzim, lois ha-koton, lois ha-lula, lois ha-safetur, lois ha-shusarabim. B'chabar holding, not let take out the shusarabim. Not a child, not a lulav, even though it's a mitzvah, not a savatay, even though it's a mitzvah. Because the only thing you're allowed to take out to Shusarabi on Yom Tev is something which is oichel nefesh. Or vesil matir, vesil say is allowed because mitoyach shehutro, let's say oichel nefesh, hutro for everything else. Once you're allowed to take it out for oichel nefesh, so all oitzo is mutter. So the Gemara hagodol asur. Mashu, even according to Basilel, only a child, or there's some need to take him out on Yom Tev. There's a need because he can't do it on his own. But a gadol could do it on his own. So you're not allowed to take him in yontif, even according to Basil. Shmuel Breit Rav Yosi Bar Boy No Ma'ar Filu Gadol Motor. He says, no, even an adult, you're allowed to carry him on yontif. When Adam Milo Tayin Koton, so why does the Mishnah mention Koton? It's coming to tell you how B'chamay or Machmir. It's coming to show you the Koyecha B'chamay, that the Machmir so much that even a child you're not allowed to take out. Shmuel miton me oris loris. Shmuel used to carry him from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. All the zero kamei aviyisin neimar dava istis. Maybe the reason was because he was an istis. It was a weak and unhealthy, so he needed help. Amalei bri avo bar yavo minio minoch. He was stronger than me and you together. Tani or Shmuel bar yisin oimer avonim sheshavnu lehem ben arseinu. When you sit on rocks, the rocks that we sat on when we were children, they made with us war when we became old. Meaning when you sit at cold rocks when you're young, it makes you weak when you come old. Rav Yehuda gave orders to the Chavarim, refers to the stone benches that are sitting outside the Bisredrish of Bar Ula. Don't sit on it. Why? They're not sitting in. They're cold. If they're cold, they'll weaken you. Rav Mafkal Talmudai, Rav ordered his Talmidim, L'teisun l'chod al tavlo b'raiso de sidu d'asi. Don't sit on the external square of the Bismedesh of Ravasi. They're not sitting in because they're cold. If you sit on it, it'll make you weak. Ravo v'nachad maschi behadid nimoisim t'verio. Ravo went to bathe himself in this bathhouse of t'verio. And he was leaning on two young bachrim that helped him out. Sharon, they fell, v'zakvon. So he picked them up. Sharon, they fell again, v'zakvon. Why are you leaning on us if you're stronger than us? I kept my strength for my old age. Rav Chuda did not come to Beis HaMedrash. He was too weak to come. So after the shoyl, loikin tani metal dem es ha'is tenisim. Didn't we learn that you could carry the weak people? Continue the Gemara with base. Rav Chuda hoi will Rish Kaluso lotzes bekise. He allowed Rish Kaluso to go out to fed people to carry him and to be sitting on a chair. Chiz the boy, Chiz said, loikin tani, didn't we learn? And yoitzi bekise, to take a chair, that's too much. Echad anoshim, echad anoshim. Men or women. And I feel that even a young Talmud doesn't make a mistake in this thing. For Rav Chuda Toi, he made that mistake that he allowed Rish Kaluso to go to the chair, and the Gemara does not answer the question. That's the name of a person, Asio, who was a doctor. He allowed this doctor to be taken in a sadino, it's a sheet, refers to a seat of a doctor, to go visit the sick on Shabbos. We're talking about a place that was an Eruv. Maisho bar Brady of Shuba Levi mitur besedino. He was also allowed. He was taken in the sadin. Male mitrish betzibur b'shupto to go give a drasha on Shabbos. Omav zreikon lav zero kateil ledroy matshoy lo. When you go to the south, ask about it. Shtaul lav simon was asked of simon. Omav lav simon b'shuv Shuba Levi lo yisurv dovash atzur chabim boy. Not only when people need him like a doctor or when he gives a shir. Ela shemitzach harabim. Even if it's only a possibility that people need him. You also allow to carry him with his chair. And the Rambam brings an example of the following story, Dalmo's story, Rablozor v'abo mari v'amatnio. Using the gears of Chaim here is, he allowed to bring on Shabbos, in a place there's a Eruv, to bring food to the shelter and to the government on Shabbos, because maybe they will need a favor from them. Shem mitzdarch lo arabi. So you see, even though it's not for sure needed, only a suffix you're allowed to carry, it's not considered to be shelo tzorich. Says the Tani, v'lo yisamavtech, you're not allowed to carry the key, b'sil matirim. So b'chamei do not allow to carry a key on Yom Tov. B'sil allow key. The key that be still allow is a key you need for food. But the Kohen carry a key not for food, you can't do it. For Yosef Umatni, who's giving it, who's teaching, and he had a key for the box of things that you don't put food in it. Says there were no people in Havel Begavol. He did have food in the box, so it needs to be something which is somewhat tzorich oichel nefesh. Reb Chaim explains, we talk about things he doesn't need in Yom Tov at all. We said that you can't have a key for Kalim, is only Kalim you don't need at all. If you need it in Yom Tov, so we already said, Mitoch Shehut Shelo Tzorich, Hudu Shelo Tzorich. So talking about something which has no usage in Yom Tov at all. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Beitzo, Daf Yud Beis.